Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This evening's show is going to involve everybody, have an audience participation segment, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Jay Gorney and Freddie Martin, and take a musical trip to Cairo. Okay, we've come to the audience participation portion of the show. Ready? All right, everybody tap!
Best folks, wherever you go, are hot for everybody dance. Why don't you try to foxtrot your troubles away? Everybody dance. Stop finding fault, just waltz when the skies are so gray. And while you're dancing, whisper, I adore you. But if you're bashful, let the music say it for you. Dance and simply say, okay, any way the wind blows. Off on your toes, turn a rainbow into dancing shoes. On with the music, off with the blues, and dance. Everybody dance and dance and dance.
We just heard American-born bandleader Jack Harris, who was resident in the UK from 1927 to 1940, and his orchestra with Everybody Dance, written by Mac Gordon and Harry Revel. The vocalist on that August 18, 1936 recording was Sam Costa. Before that, it was Benny Carter's composition, Everybody Shuffle. That was Joe Venuti and his orchestra on October 13, 1933, which was preceded by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra, with that wonderful turkey-gobbling trombone by Orlando Slim Martin on Everybody Stomp from October 14, 1925. Everybody Stomp was written by Billy Myers and Elmer Schobel. We began that audience participation set with Bernie Cummins and his orchestra and Everybody Tap. That was recorded by Victor on February 7, 1930. Last week we had a segment of the show on Illinois, which included a song about Cairo, Illinois. It's pronounced Cairo, even though it's spelled the same as Cairo, the city in Egypt, which is where we're headed now in this segment, courtesy of Art Hickman's orchestra.
Thank you.
Frank Munn with Bob Herring and his orchestra and My Cairo Love from a Brunswick 78 waxed in mid-March of 1929. Before that, it was the Raymond Dance Orchestra, a Stan Greening band with When Lights Are Low in Cairo, written by Sherman Myers and recorded on May 4, 1927. We began our little musical trip to Cairo with Art Hickman's orchestra and On the Streets of Cairo from September 17, 1919, during the time that the band was playing at the St. Francis Hotel in San Francisco. On the Streets of Cairo was written by George P. Hulton, H-U-L-T-E-N, who also brought us Down in Chinatown, Brownies in the Moonlight, When My Fancy's Running High, and Song of Spring. Last week, December 9th, marked the birth in 1906 in Cleveland, Ohio, of tenor saxophonist and bandleader Freddie Martin. He led his own band in high school and after graduating worked at H.N. White Company selling musical instruments, where he met Guy Lombardo and the two were lifelong friends. In 1931, he formed a band which played at the Roosevelt, Waldorf Astoria, Ritz-Carlton, and St. Regis hotels in New York, and in Chicago at the Edgewater Beach and Palmer House hotels and the Aragon Ballroom. He had a prolific recording career beginning in 1932, and the band was heard frequently on radio in the mid-30s on shows including American Review, Open House, Maybelline Penthouse Serenade, and Lady Esther Serenade. The band appeared in a number of films in the 40s, including Stage Door Canteen, and was also on television in the big band Cavalcade. Freddie Martin continued leading his band into the 1980s and died on September 30, 1983, in Newport Beach, California. Here's some music in the Martin manner.
Of love inspire romance. Just murmur boo 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 boo, and when you do, she'll answer boo 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 and nestle closer to you. Learn to croon, you'll eliminate each rival soon. If you're heading for a sunny honeymoon, learn to croon. Thank you. the way to your heart, explorable. Would you enjoy it at all if I try to qualify now as we dance? Answer your dancer, adorable. Will this night be divine or deplorable? You're so completely adorable. Is there a chance of romance?
There you have three different vocalists with Freddie Martin. We began with Elmer Fellkamp on June 14, 1933, and Learn to Croon. Learn to Croon was written by Arthur Johnston and Sam Coslow and sung by Bing Crosby in the 1933 picture College Humor. Next, it was Frank Silvano and Adorable from May 13, 1933. We finished up with an unidentified vocal trio on I'm Dancing on a Rainbow from a Brunswick 78 wax September 20th, 1933. There's a saying that goes, never say never, because it's usually not a good idea to make absolute blanket statements such as I never, or I always, or nobody likes thus and such. But here's a set of rapidly rotating records with absolute blanket statements about everybody, beginning with the original Indiana Five.
Thank you. about that. I'm not talking through my hat. Everybody loves my girl. Take a look, ain't she smart? Don't look twice, you'll break my heart. Everybody loves my girl. What a voice, what a voice, just like a bird. She can sing anything, and still she never smoked a lucky. What a neck, like a swan, that's the neck I'm necking on. Everybody loves my girl.
Loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. She's got a form like Venus, honest, I ain't talking Greek. No one can come between us, she's Bathsheba, I'm a sheep. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me, nobody but me. Serenade my baby. I just let those kisses be. Don't wash my face for weeks. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. She better not.
She better not. No, no. Fats Waller and his rhythm, and Everybody Loves My Baby. Everybody. Absolutely everybody. Every single person that meets her loves my baby. Well, that's probably not completely true, but 97.9% of those who meet her love my baby would be kind of an awkward title. Everybody Loves My Baby was written in 1924 by Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer, but Fats didn't get around to recording that until November 6, 1940. Before that, it was Sam Lennon and his Famous Players with an unidentified vocalist on Everybody Loves My Girl from October 4, 1927. That was preceded by a record made in Paris, France on June 2, 1919, which doesn't have the highest fidelity, but the band has a great name, the Scrap Iron Jazzerinos. They were a seven-piece military band consisting of members of the 332nd Infantry Band stationed in France during World War I. That was Everybody Shimmies Now, written by Joe Gold and Edmund J. Poré. Some time ago, I did a whole show of bands with interesting and unusual names, and I think it's about time to do another version. We began that Absolutely Everybody set with the original Indiana Five and Everybody's Doing the Charleston Now, which wasn't far from the truth on November 6, 1925, when that record was made by Jeanette in New York. In the first segment, we played Everybody Stomp by Abe Lyman with that wonderful turkey gobbling. Yeah, that. But the OI5 also recorded Everybody Stomp in the same session as Everybody's Doing the Charleston Now, which incidentally was written by Elmore White, Cecil Mack, and James P. Johnson. Yesterday, December 12th, marked the birth in 1896 in Bialystok, Russia, of Abraham Jacob Gornetsky. You may know him better as composer J. Gorney. The family fled in 1906 and settled in Detroit, Michigan, where J. took piano lessons. He worked his way through the University of Michigan as a pianist and served in the Navy in World War I, after which he graduated from law school. He practiced law only briefly before moving to New York City and beginning his songwriting career on Tin Pan Alley. His collaborators included Edward Eliscu, Lou Brown, Sidney Clare, Howard Dietz, and Yip Harburg, with whom he wrote his most famous song, Brother Can You Spare a Dime? He died on June 14, 1990. Here are three from the pen of J. Gorney. Thank you.
was blind to me, now it's kind to me. Love has opened my eyes. Since it came to me, life's a game to me, with the sweetest surprise. I never knew how good it was to be a slave to one who means the world to me. I love that man from the start, and way down deep in his heart, I know he loves me, heaven knows why. And when he tells me he can't live without me, what wouldn't I do for that man? He's not an angel or saint, and what's the odds if he ain't? With all his faults, I know he'll get by. I'll be so true to him, he'll never doubt me. What wouldn't I do for that man? For when he let me lean my weary head on his shoulder, I close my eyes right there and wish I never grow older. I'll never leave him alone, I'll make his troubles my own. I love that man as nobody can. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, what wouldn't I do for that man? My own. I love that man better than I do myself. I'm just no good when his arms are about me. What wouldn't I do for that man? Oh, there's not a thing I wouldn't do for my man. That's all.
Writing a song on every wall. The worst is over. Here comes the clover. I'm presenting you right now. Baby, take a bow. Everybody wants to know where I found the lovely cameo. I'm presenting you right now. Baby, take a bow. Hear them whispering, hasn't she got everything? You're a standout. Listen to the compliments they hand out. Let me stand right up and say, meet the future Mrs. Hemingway. I'm presenting you right now. Baby, take a bow.
Well, actually, there were four from the pen of Jay Gorney. We began with Benny Kruger and his orchestra, and he's the hottest man in town, from a Brunswick 78 wax November 10th, 1924. That was an instrumental, but there are words which were written by Owen Murphy, who also penned Baby Wanna Go Bye Bye With You, and by special permission of the copyright owners, I Love You. He's the Hottest Man in Town was followed by Miss Annette Hanshaw singing the Yip Harburg lyrics to What Wouldn't I Do for That Man, recorded September 16, 1929. Next, it was Ramona Davies with Paul Whiteman's Boys and We're Out of the Red. A little more optimistic song than Brother Can You Spare a Dime, which Gorney had written 2 years earlier. Lou Brown wrote the lyrics and We're Out of the Red was recorded March 27, 1934. We finished up with Nye Mayhew and his Westchester Biltmore Orchestra and Baby Take a Bow. Baby Take a Bow was written by Gorney for Shirley Temple, who sang it in the movie Stand Up and Cheer, but it was sung on that April 9, 1934 vocalion recording by Russ Morgan. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.